Don't you know we're talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper? Don't you know we're talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper? While they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. Poor people gonna rise up, get their share. People gonna rise up and take what's there. Don't you know you better run, 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 run. Oh, I said you better run, 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 run. Cause finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about the revolution.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the French Connections Wednesday edition. It is Wednesday, the 24th of May, 2006. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith, and it's great to have you here with me today. You know, lots of stuff is starting to pass the news cycle here, and a lot of it is nonsense. A lot of it is bull, and it is coming fast and furious. I got a good example on Mike Rivero's website today about MI6 being the lord of the global drug trade. That, ladies and gentlemen, is a lie. A lie. They are not the lords of the drug trade. They are one of the enforcers of the drug trade's profiteers, as was the CIA in MENA, and as the Mossad has been throughout the rest of the world. It is a large Jewish invested Zionists, crypto-Zionists and Zionists across the world who have been profiting from the drug trade, as they have from white slavery, as they have from pornography. And if you take a look at who's behind these organizations, who? To a man, it's Jewish Zionist Ashkenazis. And that's a fact. It sounds vitriolic. It sounds nonsensical. You know, when you start uncovering this stuff, it's hard to get people to understand just how involved in these organizations these people are. And many of them are in what we call a crypto status. They're crypto Zionists. They're crypto Jews. Now, the gentleman's site, who has been writing for a long time about crypto Zionism having infiltrated Iran and the Shia movement, and I happen to agree with his take on things 100%. And in fact, the Kurds in the north, the leader of the Kurdish movement in the north is a Jew. Now, I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, this is no different than what they did with the Donmar in Turkey and Ataturk. And have you ever wondered why a Muslim country would be such good friends with Israel? Because the people in the control of the Turkish government, by and large, were bought off at the turn of the last century by a group. And it was actually 150 years ago and through until now. They took high-level leadership positions. They imploded the Ottoman Empire, and then they replaced it with their own controlling people. No different than what the Marranos did in Spain. In fact, one of the lead inquisitioners in the Spanish Inquisition was a Jew. Now, when you start taking a look at these facts, and you can't believe it, because when you look at everyone involved in this new 911.org who says that they're going to expose the real conspiracy, it's all Jews, ladies and gentlemen, all of them. Now, 2% of our population and almost 75 to 80% of the people exposing it within these groups under 911.org are Jewish. What are you are you trying to tell me that the only people in the United States that want the truth happen to come from this community? That is absolutely nonsense. What it is, rather, ladies and gentlemen, just like Alex Jones being bought and paid for, they want to expose the crimes so that they can remain in the position of control. And it's exactly what's happened. And many of the people that you think are your friends and have been writing on your behalf are crypto-Zionists and crypto-Jews, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to tell you something right now, and I'm going to make this a very clear statement. I think all Jews need to step back from this investigation 100%, all. Even my friend Michelle Shostakovsky, all of them need to. Every single person of the Jewish persuasion that's involved in this, because right now I don't know which ones are trustworthy and which ones are not. And they cannot be part of this investigation because too many of them were part of the crime. And right now, it is too difficult for us to figure out which ones are which. And it's not any different than if you found 80% of the conspiracy of an attack on America was Chinese, you wouldn't want 75-80% of the people investigating it to be Chinese. You just wouldn't. It would make bad sense. It would be like putting the criminals in charge of the investigation, which is exactly what has happened here. And we have to stop doing this. Now, do I think that all Jews are involved? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I do not believe all Jews are involved. I certainly do not. That statement, if anyone makes it, is a liar. I don't believe it. However, are most of the people obfuscating and speaking incorrect information from this community? Yes. And can we link them to the community of people such as Alex Jones? Absolutely. How does Alex Jones get on Zionist-controlled airwaves and get all of this control stuff coming from him? He's in league with these people, ladies and gentlemen. You don't go on CNN. You don't go on these major networks without the approval of the mafia, the Jewish Zionist Ashkenazi mafia. You just do not. It angers me in the extreme that the people we talk to every day, still question this stuff. I mean, can't you open your eyes? Don't you understand that unless we take a firm stand on this whole mess, we're going to be replaced with another criminal group under the control of this horrible, horrible Zionist woman, what's her name, Hillary Clinton. It's going to be the next chapter in the sickness, ladies and gentlemen, in the implosion process. Don't you get it? Can't you smell it? Don't you see it? It's right in front of your faces. It's right in front of the American people's faces. 9/11.org is a criminal group working for the people who blew up the World Trade Center. They're not working to expose it. And Bush, Cheney, and his cohorts are going to be the fall guys for this, not the criminal Zionists who ordered it and who profited from it. Not the bad guys, only their henchmen. And we've been saying it over and over, and it's becoming more and more clear that they're pushing everybody down this nonsensical crap. The Catholic Church did it, and Bush Cheney Catholic Church. This is what they keep throwing in our laps. What are we going to do? What we need to do is marginalize all the investigators from the Jewish extraction, find out which ones of them are not declared Jews, in other words, crypto Jews, and there are a lot of them out there, ladies and gentlemen, and we are working at exposing them as we speak. We're going to find out who's behind these Flight 93 movies. By the way, Jewish group. Who's putting out the newest movies on all this stuff? Who put out this nonsense recently about the? There's a movie on here on French TV. Over There, it's called, about the war in Iraq. It was put out by a Zionist group. We've got more. And what I'm going to do right now is bring up my partner in this. He's going to bring out a couple of facts about some of these things with me. Eric, are you with me?
Yes, I'm here.
Well, Eric, I just spoke the absolute facts here, didn't I, my friend?
Well, yes. I mean, it should be obvious to most people there's something wrong here. It's like you said, if everybody was a midget or Chinese or an albino, and then you had 90% of the investigators of the crime, the same group of people, you ought to wonder. So, I mean, it's the truth. This 9/11 org and truth.org, they've been pretty much lying ever since they've been around. This is nothing new. And people should realize it's deception. This is how they're getting control. They're outsmarting people. And this is why what we've got to find are people with the intelligence to see beyond this deception, or we're just going to get... They will expose the crime. They'll bring their people out as heroes, And then we're just in the same predicament as before. Nothing will have changed.
That's right. And see, you know, you have people like this cretinous criminal, Amy Goodman, a Zionist, completely, financed by the Zionists, put into business by them, put on the radio by them, Air America, Zionist-controlled. You can go down the list, Eric, and it's long and voluminous, but you take a look at people that are even more trusted, and this is really where it gets sickening, like Alex Jones. You do not go on CNN's shows and promote the truth. Their truth, because it's not true, it's lies. But you don't get to promote anything on CNN unless they want you to. And who is doing that? He goes on these shows promoting Sheen. When that failed, and it failed by and large because of our exposure of this mess, but the fact is, you don't go there unless you're in their pocket.
Well, that's right. And so anybody who gets this publicity, you have to wonder, why them? See, this is why when I complain about like loose change, you know, people say I'm jealous, but look at this. They are not just getting a few people promoting them. It is so widespread.
And who are the kids that are involved? Dylan Avery is a Jew. How about the other kids?
Well, I don't really know.
He is. Avery's Jewish. It's 100%.
It's possible, but there's Jason Burmes, who's the really aggressive one.
Right,
in this.
And he's Jewish?
Well, it's you can't,
absolutely.
It's quite possible.
No, it's not possible. They are, Eric.
Yeah, and so what people need to do is even, you know, what we need to do is take a serious look at this, because you have to wonder why then would the Simon family even come in to help these people? That's another bizarre connection, because they're not just, you know, they're not equally helping everybody. You know, it's them. They are only helping the loose change group. Only. And if you look at anybody who's truly interested in exposing the truth, especially in the beginning, they don't know what's true and what isn't. So they'll say, they'll just bring it all out. But they're not just bringing it all out. They're bringing out certain people, certain books, certain videos, and it's always the same one, the Zionist deniers, the Holocaust promoters. You know, it's the same group of people over and over, the Israeli deniers. And when you look at the overwhelming evidence that there is a major Israeli involvement in the 9/11 attack, the USS Liberty attack, all of these attacks, even the Kennedy assassination, this is what you call a conflict of interest. When you've got the same group of Zionist deniers in the investigation, I mean, this would be considered a conflict of interest. And then you look at the Simon family, they are helping provide money for Lee Hamilton, who's on the 9/11 commission. They're giving money to politicians. And it's not just them. You've got the Ratner families. You've got the
Lowy family.
Oh, they're all over. And then you look at the connections. These people all seem to know one another.
They do know one another. And they got Walper involved. They've got Russo involved. Listen, ladies and gentlemen. The bottom line is that we need to marginalize all Jewish people from the investigation, not because all of them are involved in obfuscating. That is certainly not the truth, is it, Eric? Some of them are working for the truth, but which ones, I don't know, and I'm not willing to take a risk on finding out which ones are deceiving me and which ones aren't. Simple fact is, if they're patriotic and they do love freedom, they're going to have to step aside and turn over the investigation to others while we sort out the wheat from the chaff.
Well, right. In Israel, they wouldn't have a commission of Arabs to investigate a possible attack by Arabs. The Israelis would never put up with that. Why are we putting up with it? I mean, look at how they behave. They wouldn't be this stupid. So what we need to do is realize, you know, this is the evidence at this point in time is so overwhelming that there is an Israeli involvement that we've got to tell everybody with a strong tie to Israel, especially these dual citizens and these people that are Israeli nationals, get out of the investigation.
No, I'm talking about all Jews to get out, period, and to support us with finances if they wish. They can support us with contributions to our purse so that we can get more traction. But as far as them being participants, I can't acquiesce to that, Eric, because even if they're not dual citizens, even if they're just living in the country right now, they're 2% of the population, they're 75-80% of the people that are at 9/11.org, at Air America, at Amy Goodman's organization, Air Pacifica, Pacifica Radio, all these other organizations. These people need to be marginalized and eliminated from the investigation completely. and we need to do it from a non-Jewish investigative standpoint. And anybody in the Christian community who has strong ties to the Jewish community needs to be marginalized as well in this investigation, so that we can get to the bottom of it, because they have bought and paid for a lot of non-Jews as well.
Right, and you'll see the same thing with the dust, with Jenna Orkin, with the dust of the World Trade Center. We've got people with major health problems, and who is trying to help them? A person with, again, strong ties to Israel? I mean, people have to wise up here. They are getting control of the investigation. They're getting control of the victims. They're manipulating. You look at even Giuliani, who's this Richard Shearer. You look at Pataki, he's got a lot of Jews around him too. I mean, you don't know which ones are honest, which ones aren't. Like you said, just get them all, just tell them to back off, every single one of them.
Back off, and look, this is not an accusation, because many of, I know Michel Shostakovsky has worked at getting a lot of truth out. I've spoken to him on the phone many times, and I know he's worked hard. In fact, privately, he tells me we're on the right track to the bad guys. And he's just, you know, he's been threatened off of it by, threatened to lose his teaching position and whatnot. But the fact of the matter is that even he needs to back off from this investigation, because the truth is, we need to do this independent of the Jewish community, because it is by and large a Zionist Ashkenazi Jewish conspiracy, and those are the people who did it, and those are the people we need to arrest, and those are the people we need to try, and when convicted, get rid of for their crimes. But we can't trust any of the rest of them until we know who and why and where, and that will take some time. We have to sort out the facts.
Well, exactly. And if you look at these meetings that are coming up, there's one in Chicago, and there's one in Los Angeles with Alex Jones. And you, look at some of the names of who's going to be there, and then look at who won't be there. They're in a panic mode that they've got to, you know, the information is coming out. People are realizing this thing's a big scam, and so they're in this mode right now to quickly saturate the public with their information about the crime. And so they're going to try to get control of it. Look at these meetings. People should not even go to them. They should start realizing these things are deceptive.
They've not only deceptive, they're intended to spirit away any effort the truth is making, inroads the truth is making into the public. And the fact of the matter is, unless we catch them on this one, we're going to fail, Eric. We won't succeed at this.
Right. If they get control, see, they've already got most of the media. They've already got the banking system. They've already got a lot of the military people, the politicians. I mean, what's next? The 9/11 truth movement? They're going to have that soon too if we don't do anything. So,
well, they do have it. They do. I mean, take a look at Alex Jones. What he can still garner a huge audience of sheeple. Still wondering, you know, thinking that he's gonna be their savior to the truth. And the fact he does it with about 90% truth, but the 10% he fails to be truthful on are the culprits, are the people who did it and why. And the simple fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, it's all about deception with this guy. And I've been telling you about it for months and months, and still we don't get the traction. What do we need to do here, Eric? What we need to do is people need to bombard those chat rooms again. We need to go do head-to-head battle with these Zionists. Don't worry if you get a gang attacked. Go back after these SOBs. I'm getting sick of them. I'm getting sick of the people, you know, saying, oh, you know, a lot of people don't like to be attacked. Well, so what? Suck it up, ladies and gentlemen. You guys, the ones that are listening right now, suck it up and fight.
Well, yeah, the attack is a sign that they're hurting. These people are panic mode, and that's, you'll notice all they have to control us is emotional manipulation. They'll send out little messages all the time, like, "Oh, you're being cruel," or "You're dividing the movement," or "That's stupid." It's silly emotional remarks, like you'd expect from a child. They're not intelligent. They're not a technical analysis of anything. They're nothing to be worrying about. It's just their attempt to manipulate. This is what you have to realize. They're emotional attempts to manipulate. It's like these movies that are coming out. There's nothing really serious in them. They just show people suffering and crying and hugging. They're trying to manipulate emotions. And this is what you have to watch out for.
Well, Eric, you know, when Seitz did his analysis of the, you know, at the top of this a Shia movement. What we know, and I just talked to a British researcher. He says absolutely the whole Shia movement was Jewish inspired, and so were the Donmars in Turkey, and so were the top of the Inquisition. It's all about destruction of their principal enemies, and that is the faith of other faiths that are organized against them. And now the Catholic Church has been completely destroyed by them. We got that dribbling Pope. I mean, it worked quite well the way they've done this. The fact is they're successful at undermining people's faith in others around them. Now, unless we key into the facts around what they're doing and how they're doing it and why they're doing it, then we're not going to get the traction we need. Now, we got the 10,000 people. 10,000 people is a big voice, Eric, but we need people to step up and start fighting for, you know, get your knuckles bloody here. I mean, I'm sick and tired of being lied to by this 9/11 fake truth movement. It's a lie. There's nobody financing us over here except your donations, ladies and gentlemen. I got nobody. I'm not in the pocket of anybody. And you know what? It's about time that we just pulled off the gloves and started slamming these people. And that's what I'm telling everybody to do today. Punch the shit out of them. I'm getting sick of it.
Well, you know what people have to also realize is we're not dealing with nice people. If you look at how a lot of these people made their money, it was through things like running businesses that nobody else has the low moral standards to even get into, like the strip clubs and the, you know, the sex slave trade and the gambling. Look at how they made their money. A lot of it is incredible amounts of cheating, running up giant bills and then going bankrupt. You know, they're buying politicians. They're selling crummy products, defective products, even to the military. These are not what you call nice people.
No.
And there's no reason for any of us to be tiptoeing around them, worrying that somebody might call us an anti-Semite or an unpatriotic American. You know, we're dealing with crime here. We're dealing with people that have such low moral standards that they may accidentally destroy Israel in the process simply because of the use of depleted uranium. I mean, Israel's right near Iraq where they're throwing this stuff by the ton, apparently. These people are such psychopaths that they may end up destroying Israel.
Well, you know something, Eric? I'm taking the gloves off now here. You know what? We can't find the right interviews. And I'll tell you why I don't just put anybody on, Eric. There are a few people on the planet who have a better grasp of this than you and I. And that's a simple fact of life that we face. And the conspiracy is real. It's there. We've documented as much of it as I need to document to know who did it and when and why. We're getting the names out there. Now it's time for the 10,000 that we've got to start really pushing this message forward, because they're coming out of the woodwork with the lies, and they're putting people forward like this Jones, Nitwit, and Rents and the rest of them. And the simple fact of the matter is, guys, you know, unless we come turn to right now, this is the time where they're going to pull the message out from under our rug. We're going to get the rug pulled out from under us, and Bush Cheney, and that's going, and Vatican assassins horse shit, and we're going to get stuck with no force in this fight. And the fact is, we're going to lose. It's going to cost us the entire our lives, our freedom, our futures. We're going to be under the control of these criminal Ashkenazi Zionists. And I tell you, I'm one guy who can't live that way. I simply can't, Eric.
Right, and they have to realize, don't let them hide behind anything. Even the Russian mafia is them, too. They're that. They're behind the communist movement. They are on both sides of this political thing. They pretend to be liberals. They pretend to be Democrats. They pretend to be Republicans. They're everything for everybody. They're like little, they setting up little corrals for the dumb people. You know, you've got the Democrat groups. That's where the Democrat sheeple end up. You got the Republican corrals. They collect the Republican sheep.
Well, what'd you find out about Soros and then MoveOn.org, which is they own the Democratic Party. Howard Dean is a Jew. We've got John Kerry, Jewish. We've got Bill Clinton's wife comes from Jewish stock. Where do you want to go with this?
Well, yeah, they're everywhere. They're bringing their puppets up into power. They're using bribery, blackmail. I mean, even William Rodriguez gets these messages. Oh, if you don't talk about this, if you keep quiet about this Israeli connection, we might be able to help you. I mean, they put all these little hints out there. Like, basically, if you're a good little boy, get on your hands and knees and bark like a dog. We'll help you. Here's some money for you. I mean, the American people have to start wising up to this. You know, this is just taking money from criminals. You're destroying your life, your future, your nation, and your world. These are not nice people.
No, and worse than that, you know, I was telling you earlier. I mean, who controls the music industry? Warner Music and BMG and all of this. Same group, same people. And what do they put on our radios and our TV screens? Gold-toothed dirtbags from the slums of Compton, California, or Bronx, New York, or in France, Saint-Denis, or anywhere else that they want, instead of beautiful things like, I mean, there's so much beautiful compositions out there and music and quality things. Instead, they go for the lowest common denominator. They saturate our world with sickness and titillation, and then they promote it to the point where you're brainwashed into wanting to watch this sickness. And people that are listening to this show, I get disgusted just turning on a television today, because most of it is this vomitous stuff that they come pouring out, and I just sit there and scratch my head and say, what is wrong with people that they tune into this stuff?
I know, it's shocking. What they seem to be doing is a deliberate attempt to just break down morals, break down society. You know, cause people to just not care about anything. That gives them, it makes it easier for them, I'm sure, to find people they can bribe and blackmail, you see. And they're also running a lot of these disgusting operations, you know, a lot of the sex slave trades. And this is what gives them even more people to blackmail. They can see who comes into their strip clubs and who buys their illegal products. And so that gives them more people to control. So, it's like you say, I think they're destroying society, and we've got to stand up to them, because they're not going to go away willingly. There's no way.
No.
They're not,
no.
And they've got so many politicians in their pockets, and so it doesn't matter who you vote for. It's all them. They're on both sides. So,
well, from now on, here it is. You know, we got to turn the heat up, because they see that their story is crumbling, and they're going to put their own people in charge of their investigation. We can't allow it. We cannot allow it. I'm going to ask every one of you out here listening right now to redouble and redouble again, please.
Yeah.
This is a battle. This is a war. We're in war. We're at war. We're at war.
And it's an exposure to see the way you fight them is exposing them.
That's right.
Because all they have is their images that they've created. The images, you know, it's an illusion, like the Wizard of Oz. If you just expose them, Mike Berger of 9/11 Truth, point out these people are the criminals. This David Kubiak of 9/11Truth.org. Look at how many of them are coming from 9/11Truth.org. These people, Gabriel Day, he's a vendor. He travels from one show to the other. This is a perfect cover. See, people don't realize this. A perfect cover for somebody who wants to monitor what is going on in this so-called truth movement is a vendor. Because he can travel from one show to the other and see who comes to the show, what they want, what they talk about, what they want to buy, and watch them. Watch him sometimes. He goes around all over the country. Now he's part of 9/11Truth.org. This is the perfect cover for people. They've got to watch out, those vendors. And it's not something new. I know somebody who worked as the electronics, he would do setting up some of the audio speakers and all for the Grateful Dead. And he said, back then, there was always at least one vendor who was there monitoring and sometimes passing out LSD, sometimes without letting people know about it, putting it in their drinks. That was when they were running the LSD experiments, you see. He eventually quit because he was getting worried about, you know, it's kind of scary to work for these people. But it's back then, it was in the 60s they were doing this. The vendor, watch out for those vendors. And then you have any of the people they are friends with. Once you find one of them, you got to look at who are they promoting, who are their friends, who is financing them. Notice how many of these people, they don't even seem to have jobs. Who is paying Webster Tarpley to travel around? Phil Berg, he's supposed to be a lawyer. Who's paying his bills? Who is paying, how does Gabriel Day afford his travel expenses when all he's selling is a few little knickknacks and books and t-shirts and bumper stickers? You know, people have to look beyond this. This is a war of deception. It's a war of intelligence. The dumb people are going to be the ones who really suffer in this. So what we got to do somehow, we're all going to go down with them too if we don't get enough intelligent people on our side. And the way to expose them is, the way to fight them is to expose them. And don't fall for that trick. Oh, don't fight with the truth seekers. They're not truth seekers.
Right.
People have to ask, what are we trying to do here? We're trying to stop the crime, and that means identifying them.
That's right, Eric. You know, and here's the battle cry. Look, this is crunch time, ladies and gentlemen. I can smell the blood in the water here. And the fact is that the sharks that are circling are the criminals. And what we need to do, we need to rise above this whole exposure that they're doing and say, look, we know the bad guys. We know who's put up to all this lying and stuff. We know who MoveOn.org is. We know who these people are. And the simple fact of the matter is it has to be done now, because the panic mode has set in with them. And the fact is if we miss our opportunity, you know, the saying goes, timing is everything. And I happen to believe that's a fact. And you know, you can come out with the truth at the wrong time and get no traction, or come out with it when it needs to be said and get all the traction you need. And this is what I'm trying to tell you right now. People are searching for the truth. We need to be there to let them see the facts as we've exposed them. The Benjamin Friedman's talked about. We need to talk about this guy Rosenthal. We need to show people that this conspiracy is as old as anybody living on this planet and then some. And we need to show them that this is the direction they're taking us. We're not taking them. They're taking us, and we can't permit it.
Yeah, you know, another thing that's still bizarre, that Michael Zibber murder in Minneapolis, look at how that thing just disappeared. Where is this? People are still, the so-called truth seekers are not looking into this at all. If you look at the latest news reports, the thing almost vanished. This college student was trying to expose 9/11 and just dies, gets mysteriously shot.
Assassinated, Eric.
Yeah, and see, people have to realize, you know, what they're afraid. Sometimes some people say, well, we better not stand up to them or we might end up dead. Well, sure, if one person at a time stands up, if we all start doing it, we outnumber this. This is what's so sad. Why don't people come to their rescue? That's what we need. More people come to our rescue. Join us now. This is when this is the time. They are at their weakest right now. If you know people in the military, send them this information. Send them the websites. If you know people in the government, just pound on them, because this looks like they are in their panic mode, like you said.
That's right. And don't fall for this nonsense that Smith is an anti-Semite. I'm certainly not that. I'm an anti-criminal. And the criminals happen to be in this community. And as you spoke before, if it was dwarfs or albinos, hey, look, if 90% of the crimes are being committed by the albinos, then I'm going to expose them. And that doesn't mean every albino did it. But, you know, look, we found the nest. We know the truth. We've got the evidence. We've documented the files. We know what's going on here. And now it's time to everybody to turn to. If you care about your future of your family and your grandchildren and the life that you're going to lead, you need to come out of the woodwork now. You need to bare your knuckles and start swinging with me, Eric. We got to bloody these people.
Yeah, that's what I know. And it's the only way to do it right now is to expose them and get more people to join with us. And so
that's right. You got to do it by send that Rosenthal thing out to people. Send the Ben Friedman thing out to people, and then go on message boards and pound these people. Pound them. Doesn't matter if they delete your stuff. Put it back up again. And if they bar you, go under a different name. Go rejoin them as another name, and then do what they do. Do the things that they do. They've probably got guys out there with 10 different names, and they're even having conversations with themselves saying, oh, that guy Smith's an anti-Semite. I'm certainly not an anti-Semite. And the fact is that these people aren't even Semitic, so how could I be an anti-Semite when the group I'm fighting against is not Semitic?
Yeah, well, that's right.
That's That's the real kick in the pants, Eric.
I know. When you look at these people, they're not even the real original Jews anyway. So
no. So they're Khazari and Ashkenazis, and that's the fact. And one needs wonder, you know, how long it's going to be before the sheeple finally cast off the shackles, cast off the yoke, and say, look, it's time now. Now is the moment. It's the moment in history where we can take this back with the right effort. And I'm asking each and every person out there in this listening audience right now, fight with me, please. This is the time. This is the day. This is the hour of our salvation. We're not going to be saved from these criminals if we don't turn to now.
That's right, because they're not just going to give up at all.
No, they haven't. In fact, they've turned up their efforts tenfold recently. And I've been looking, saying to myself, I'm so worn out from this. I'm getting worn out from it because, of course, my health isn't the greatest. But you know what? I don't care if I take my last breath screaming to the top of the rafters that these people have enslaved our world. They're taking the world's power structure for themselves. And we are all in bad trouble if they succeed. Don't let them. Eric, I want to thank you for coming on. You know what? We're going to have some interviews. We're going to do some other people. But you know what? I don't know anybody else that's got this kind of knowledge.
Well, I know. Hopefully we'll have another one. Christopher Bolin's working on another article, so we'll have that up on the site. So tell people, keep looking at the site. We've got some more stuff coming.
We got some news items, too. And you know that the other thing, don't trust this MI6, lord of the global drug trade, on what really happened. That is absolute crap.
And in fact, if you look at this one, that one guy who supposedly shot himself in the head twice, the guy who wrote that article about the CIA dealing drugs, and then he shot himself in the head twice. Oh, I forgot his name.
Yeah, Gary Webb.
That's it. If you look at that one, see, what it may have been is he started realizing it's not the CIA dealing the drugs either. It's a lot of this stuff is coming out of Israel, running through there.
That was, in fact, that was what the speculation was, that he had written a second book. He was coming out with a new transcript about who beyond the CIA were profiting, and he was coming up with the neocon Zionist Ashkenazis.
Right, and so they had to get rid of him. But you see, he may have been listening to people like Mike Rupert. Now, Rupert has been lying all the time about 9/11. Why should we believe him about the drug trade? Because he's trying to tell us the CIA is dealing drugs. Why should we believe him about that when he lies about 9/11? And then, look, Aaron Russo is now going to promote Mike Rupert, among other people, as in regards to things like the income taxes and the Federal Reserve Bank. This, again, once you realize one of these people are lying, look at the people who promote him. Once you realize Mike Rupert's a liar, what about Aaron Russo, who promotes him? What about the other people in this movie? It's, you know, once you find one rat of the nest, you got to remember, these are the other people. They're all identifying each other because they promote one another, they help one another, and they push aside anybody who tells otherwise. You know, and they're all the same group. They're all Zionist deniers. They're all Holocaust promoters. They're all Israeli protectors. See, it's the same group. You should be able to see the pattern. It's not that difficult.
And, you know, they got more nonsense on what really happened. Opus Dei swinging singles dating site. Come on, man. You know, don't you see the deception here? They're trying, and they're trying to push this Phelps guy and the rest of it. It's nonsense. It's a lie. It's part of the big lie. Stop. Let's stop going down that road and fight. Go out there on these message boards and fight. Fight.
Right. It's, and you'll see the same thing with the like Rents. Always the picture at the top of his site is about Bush or Cheney. You'll see that with a deception dollar, the Carol Brulé and that group out of San Francisco. The same thing. It's Bush. And they're always promoting Kerry. I mean, what's the difference? Kerry, George Soros, Lieberman? It's another group of Zionists. What difference does it make? You know, we got to get better leadership, not to swap out, you know, Zionist A with Zionist B. So
that's exactly what's happening.
And so what we need to do is get rid of all of them. Just tell them, this is not, just get them out of here completely.
It's not the Jews fight anymore. We have to get them out of the movement completely, and we have to marginalize them, and we have to start uncovering the crypto-Zionists that are involved with them and the people they've worked with from the Christian community and marginalize them from this investigation. And we've got to take our investigation into our own hands here and start fighting these people tooth and nail. and nail. There's no compromise here. You need to turn to now. And I'll tell you something, because stuff is going to heat up. They're not going to let this stuff come out without a big fight, and the country is going to be in upheaval from this stuff when it comes out, and we have to fight for our truth, because it's not just our truth, it is the truth.
That's right, and there's a group in Canada too. You'll see the Key Dudneys and the others. They seem to be part of this also. Something is going on up there. You got Barry Zwicker. None of these people ever really say much, but they're in this so-called 9/11 movement. What are they doing?
See, that's we got Ziegler down in New Mexico. We've got no matter where you look, Eric Fetzer. Jesus, this man is a lying criminal.
Well, yeah, and what really is bizarre is here I am designing their website for the first couple months. They wouldn't even let me put my website listed in my name. I mean, these people, they're giving themselves away. If you just look at who they promote and who they suppress, this is what you have to look at, and then what we need to just do is start exposing them. Just start listing their names. Say, these people are the liars. Don't listen to them.
Well, it's kind of like, it's Fetzer. It's kind of like saying, oh, he's a professor. Would you trust Alan Dershowitz to be exposing this stuff? Come on, guys.
Yeah.
Professor Dershowitz, this guy's a rabid, I see foam coming out of his mouth, rabid Zionist.
Well, yeah, they're in the universities, too. This is the other problem. Our school system, our libraries, they're letting themselves get into positions of every position, even the award ceremonies are full of them. They are getting control of everything. People are being too nice. They're always the majority of people are simply too nice. They don't want to deal with this crime. But we need to get people with tougher people to start coming forward and helping us. People that can stand up to this nonsense.
Well, I appreciate your effort today with me, Eric. I am going to put somebody else on when I can find somebody who's going to really move the ball forward here. But the ball that we need to move forward right now are these facts, and we have to come out swinging. And I'm begging my listeners to do that. Please post everywhere. Put this on the MySpace. Go get more people on MySpace. Go get more people everywhere. We need butts in the seats, ladies and gentlemen. We need knuckles bare. We need to start swinging. Eric, I want to thank you again for helping me put this broadcast together. And we're going to come out with more information in a very short time. We're really going to get these people on the defensive here. And we got to expose these 9/11 liars, because this is really going to be where the truth hinges on. And I tell you, I couldn't be I don't know what to say to people when it comes to this stuff. We are in the crunch time. This is the moment in this battle where everything's going to turn. You're going to see that this is the crux point when you look back right now, because this is when people are starting to look for their information. We've got to be there to provide them with these facts. They have to hear this stuff, or we're never going to beat them.
Right. So hopefully just email it out to friends, bulletin boards, everybody.
Well, keep the fight up, ladies and gentlemen, and I appreciate your listening today to The French Connection. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. Until we meet again, be well. Bye-bye now.